Good morning and welcome to Local Matters. Ben Rogers in studio and happy to be with the new Fentress County Highway Superintendent, Ryan Reed, and his administrative assistant, Bobby Joe Kirby. Good morning to y'all.
Good morning, Ben. Thanks for having us.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Thank y'all for being here. First time on, you're newly elected. I'm excited. I actually tried to get Bobby Joe down here before with her previous role in the county, and we're going to talk about that. And she declined, so I'm glad that she's actually accepted the invite, because I love having two people on from the same department, because there's different insights and not necessarily opinions, but different insights, and you know, you bring different thoughts to the table. And the role or the goal of you being here is, you know, people may not know there's a new highway superintendent in Fentress County in the Upper Cumberland. This reaches listeners in the Upper Cumberland. That's what Stone Common's about. So I want to have you on because you're brand new. You start September 1. So I appreciate y'all being here. So let's get into it. Ryan, I know you and I know a little bit about your history, but what were you doing before you decided to run for highway superintendent?
So pretty much ever since I graduated high school, I've been in excavation, construction field, earth moving. So, which, you know, there's not a whole lot of that goes on in Jamestown, Tennessee. So, I spent most of my life on the road. In the late 90s, early 2000s, we chased a lot of super Walmarts around, Home Depots during their big boom, and Lowe's. And so pretty much I was gone pretty much my whole younger life, and especially my kids' younger lives. While they were in high school, well, my oldest was in high school and my youngest was in elementary. I tried to come back home and actually carry the mail for a little while, and just as a sub, and as you know, that's just hit or miss when you get to work or not. So couldn't make it doing that, so I had to go back out on the road and fall back into what I've always known, which was construction, excavation. So just a short time at home, and then I was back out on the road, back in the supervisory role as a general superintendent for Southern Site Contractors out of Gallatin, and worked a lot for back years ago for Jay Hicks, and that's where I started my supervisory role as a superintendent with Jay Hicks when I was 21 years old, and pretty much been in a supervisory role ever since. And so I had the opportunity, Rogers Group reached out to me to come back home to build actually the Buc-ee's up in Crossville, and so I took the job and built that for them, and kind of got used to being at home and liked that. So I thought I'd try to run the election and try to get closer to home. So
yeah, I imagine being home is good. So I've got a couple of follow-ups based on that, because we're going to talk about Buc-ee's a little bit, because I have Mayor Foster from Cumberland County on every quarter with the guys, and they give him a hard time about Buc-ee's because they wanted the Buc-ee's. But anyway, so when you graduated high school, what was there something that inspired you to go into that kind of work, or did you just say, I know I can make good money at this, I want to start a career and get my feet wet? What inspired you to do that?
Well, actually, it was my dad was a superintendent for Jay Hicks at the time, and I went to work for him just straight out of high school. My brother worked for him, so just kind of followed in their footsteps.
So it's in the family.
Yeah,
yeah. I got to meet your dad one day in the office. A really good man, and praying for him. I know he's recovering and going through some health stuff, so we're praying for him, and everybody else be praying for the man, because it's hard with health issues. But so
thank you for that.
Yeah, anytime. But tell me about Buc-ee's. Like, what was that time frame? I know I would drive east I feel like it was done in 2 weeks. I know it took longer than that, but what was that time frame?
It took 1 year and just a little over 2 months.
Is that normal for a Buc-ee's you know of?
Yeah. They're very, very fast paced, and of course it don't ever rain on a Buc-ee's job, or don't ever snow on a Buc-ee's job, you know.
Like playing
so,
golf.
It so never they rains think golf it car. Don't.
Yeah.
So but we was dealing with shot rock there, so we was able to keep going a lot, and actually, I mean, there was weeks where we was 72, 81 hours a week wasn't the thing, but they're very demanding.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a ton of them, and they're very successful. So I guess every day for that year, you were there.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else that you did for Rogers Group.
Nope.
Yeah. Nope. And you got your supervisor experience. And the reason you bring it up and the reason I bring it up is the highway superintendent is elected position in Tennessee. Well, in most counties, and I can talk about that in a minute, but in Fitchers County, it's elected position, full-time position. And in the state of Tennessee, it's you have to have there's requirements, have to have qualifications to even run to be highway superintendent. One of those is supervisor, and mm-hmm. you had years of that.
Yeah. And it's actually, you know, with my background, you know, a lot of my time was done on site work. But, you know, in between, you know, I think on my application I turned into the state was, I think I stopped at 91 months of road building and maintenance experience. So that's what they look for. You know, it don't really matter about your, how much experience you got in supervisory role, it's the actual road building end of it. So that's how I got my qualification was on the actual road construction side of it, because I didn't have a whole lot of maintenance background.
And I had Randy Jones on not long ago, the Putnam County Highway Superintendent. I know you've gotten to meet Randy since you started September 1, and we talked a little bit about that. But it's one of two positions in county government that have qualifications, and the rest of them are basically – you got to be 18 unless you're running for mayor, and you got to be 25, but you got to be 18 to live in the county, and that's it. But highway superintendent, you got to be is it 18 or is there a minimum age on that one? I think it's 18.
I'm not sure.
You got to be 18, yeah, 18, and then be a supervisor in construction and have road building experience. And you qualified and ran, and you're here. And so, Bobby Jo, she says she won't want to talk a lot, but I'm going to pick on a little bit. How long have you been with the county?
Well, that's a tricky question. At the finance office for 12 years, but I took a break. There was 4 years in there that I did insurance for State Farm. I was an agent, and I used to work for the assessor's office for 4 years.
So
I was 16.
Yeah, 16. So county government. And I've known you at least 12 years, I believe. I think we're trying to figure that out one day. And you're one of the most reliable people I depend on in Fitchers County. If I got questions, I know to call Bobby Jo. Kind of, that's right, Ron.
Exactly.
she's going to know the answer. She's smart. But so you were in the finance office for how long?
12 years.
12 years, and I'm assuming, Ryan, you reached out to her and said, hey, I'd love for you to come work. And so now you're at the highway department. And so what's the biggest difference between working in a centralized finance office for the whole county where the schools, highway, and general fund are to move into one department?
A lot less stress. It's a different dynamic, definitely. I'm just dealing with one department, not every different department, which I did deal with in some form or other, because we are centralized. It's challenging to me. I don't know a lot about roads. I know the financial aspect of it. So Ryan and I go way back. We were actually best friends in high school. So it's comfortable. It's nice. And I think we're learning together.
So you know her. You can trust her. And that's a big part of putting the staff together. Of course, trust is not the only thing, but that's a big part of it.
Exactly. I've got to tell this. When I announced I was running for office during the campaign and everything, you know, I had got wind that Barb, who had been at the highway department for 20 plus years, I guess, was wanting to retire. And I didn't want to do anything to keep her from retiring, because she had earned it. She was ready to retire. And, what made Bobby Jo stand out to me was when I was telling you about me taking a break from being on the road, I come back home and I was carrying the mail, and I took a job as head coach of the elementary football team in Fitchers County. And so Bobby Jo took care of all my financial stuff with when I was coach. So when I heard Barb was retiring, yeah, I mean, you know, The very best mark of a good leader is the staff he puts together. So yeah, she was definitely the one that came to my mind when I started searching for someone.
I love that. See, I talk about leadership on the show, not every episode. I talk about it often. Leadership's something that I'm passionate about. And you just said it, because we do have people in public positions that don't think that way, unfortunately, and they have a lot of turnover in their office, and they can't keep a consistent foundation to build on and have success with. And so a good leader is going to put good leaders under them and good people under them, and the good leaders are going to let them do their thing. And,
exactly.
You know, you got, as a leader, you got to lead and have guidance, but you micromanaging is not part of being a good leader. I'm going to get on my soapbox. I'm sorry. So obviously you saw an opportunity, Bobby Joe, to do something different. And of course, like I said, I've known you a while and thought the finance department has had some struggles over the years with just different things, but you were always a constant there that felt like was a really good part of what y'all were trying to achieve as a county. And like I said, if I needed to know something, I would call Bobby Joe. And if I needed something sent in, I would call Bobby Joe. If I needed a report done for, you know, a study we're doing or a survey, I would call Bobby Joe. If I need a five-year average done for the highway department, I'll call her. So it's going good, right?
It's going well. I'm actually loving it. It was a little bit of adjustment because we work 4:10s. So I am a morning person, but getting up and going in that early. But I'm loving my Fridays off.
Yeah, so a lot of highway departments, and Ryan, you and I have talked about this, and we may carry this over to the next segment, but you and I talked about this when you was coming in about how you wanted your schedule to go, and you said, well, those guys have been working 4:10s for, I guess, for a long time, right?
14 years at least, I know.
Yeah, 14 years. But, you know, Putnam County, I think I told you under Red Lamb, I worked for him part-time, well, full-time during the summer. Ours was 6:30 to 3, 5 days a week is what we worked. And so we got off early, which was cool. We had to be there at 6:15. So schedules are different across the state for highway departments, but the important thing is you determine the schedule. The state don't determine the schedule. The county commission don't determine that. You determine that. So good information so far, folks. This is Local Matters. I'm Ben Rogers with Ryan Reed at Fentress County, the new Fentress County Highway Superintendent, and Bobby Joe Kirby, his administrative assistant. We'll be back in just a moment.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers in studio with Ryan Reed, Fentress County Highway Superintendent, and Bobby Joe Kirby, the administrative assistant for the highway department there. Talked about a little bit of how y'all got to where you're at now. As we left, Ryan, we were talking about the schedule, and Bobby Joe, you mentioned it. It's an adjustment. You're working 5 days a week from 8 to 4. That's the county schedule basically for everybody, right?
It is, yes.
Yes, 8 to 4. Highway superintendent is 6 to 4:30. It's the way it was when you came in, and so you've kept it that way. What are your thoughts about maybe keeping it that way or doing something different?
Well, during my campaign, I really wanted to go back to 5 days a week because I wanted us to be available to the public for 5 days a week because we are a public service. And but when I got in and seen how things run, and like I said, I come from a commercial background, so – you know, it's daylight and dark difference. It drives me crazy to be off on Fridays just because that's daylight that I could be working. And at the end of the day, when you look back at it and you realize, you know, how much time you saved that day by having 10 hours, you know, you're able to get a job done more efficiently. You know, you get there every morning, you get everything loaded up, you head out to the job, you know, you're going to burn an hour, hour and a half getting to the job. Then that's going to be about another hour to get home, get back to the shop in the afternoon. Well, that still leaves you 8 hours of the day to get the job done. And most of the time you can get done what you have what you have set in front of you in 8 hours and ready to move on to something else the next day. So what I've done is I do want to stay on the 410 schedule, but we just got a new phone system because the phone system up there hadn't been replaced since 1970, I guess. But it's still low rotary dial.
I'm laughing because I know.
But anyway, we've got a system set up to where, you know, the calls on Fridays are forwarded to me in case somebody does need something on a Friday. They can get a hold of me, and we can get it taken care of for them.
And most Fridays, he is out doing something because he's that type of person. He's going to be very involved. He's going to go do any little thing he can to help somebody. So this is probably the first Friday that you've not had to do anything.
Yeah, and it's just because I had to take my dad to the doctor.
I guess the good thing about the 410s is your productivity. The only negative may be is people have the perception that you're not open, but it's like you said, all they got to do is call.
That's all they got to do. Call the office, and it'll be forwarded to my personal cell phone number.
And some people may not know, but highway departments are basically on call 24/7. If it's a pothole and it's minor, then they'll fix it next week. But if you got a tree across the road, or it's flooding, and you know you got to close a road, you got to do things, and there's all kinds of things that can happen, you're going to have people there. You have overtime in your budget. I'm not going to ask you how much, Bubba Joe, because I know you don't remember all the numbers. You probably do know that number, but I'm not going to put you on the spot. But you have overtime in your budget, and that's for people to come in for call, on call. And so it's not like you're neglecting the duties of the highway department on a Friday. And most highway departments are that way, as far as I know. They have people on call on Fridays just in case something happens.
And honestly, too, Ben, the other benefit that I have found from it is the ability for me to be there by myself on Friday. I go in every Friday, and I sit there and I put work orders together. I catch up on emails that maybe I'd put off through the week because I was busy. So it gives me time to catch up, to tidy some things up, and then again to start planning for the week to come.
Yeah, so you're not behind when you walk in Monday morning,
right?
The guys know when they get there to the shop on Monday morning, they know exactly where they're going and what they're doing because you come in and put time. So you're thinking maybe keeping it that way for a little bit longer and just, yeah.
I like it, but I think at this point we're going to continue to roll with it until something else changes.
So what does – I'm going to get to why you want to run here shortly, but since we're speaking about work, and what does your winter? We're getting winter. You know, it's cold. It's cold today. It's colder, the rain and all that. So we're getting to the winter time. Do you cut back staff, or do you keep your same staff? Because, you know, some highway superintendents have a full staff spring through fall and have, you know, a lot of people on staff. When it comes to winter, they go back to a winter crew. How does that work in Fentress County?
Well, and I want to get to that point. But, you know, we're talking since September 1st. So I'm going to have to tackle it with the staff that I have now, which is not fully staffed, but we are on the upward scale of fully staffed. But I would love to get to being able to hire some seasonal people in the summertime to do my mowing and stuff with. But yeah, at this point, it's going to be what we got on hand right now to tackle the winter with.
Well, let's be honest. You inherited a budget when you came in September 1. The budget was passed by June of last year.
By June 30th.
June 30th, they passed a budget. Well, you weren't in office, so you inherited a budget from the previous administration, and so whatever they asked for and approved by the commission is what you got handed over to. And so you've got to work within those means. Now you can amend your budget. Y'all operate under the county uniform highway law, which kind of gives you some flexibility to do some things with your budget maybe other departments don't have. That could be a whole other episode about county uniform highway law. But you have flexibility, but the commission still approves budget amendments, especially if it's salary related or overtime related. And so you have to navigate through that. And of course, it's your first year, and so it's going to take you a little bit of time to get used to it.
Yeah, and I'm really excited to get through this winter and actually to start working on the next year's budget. So, you know, just so I can build my own along with Bobby Joe and the help of Ben Rogers, of course.
Absolutely.
So
we'll tag team it together.
But I mean, I'm excited to get to be in on that side of it. Because I mean, I've never built my own budget. I've worked under plenty of budgets in on the commercial side, and which is a very tight budget.
And it's basically, they give it to you and say, here it is, you work within it. You don't really, you didn't have a lot of, probably a whole lot of input.
And
did you?
Do not go over.
Yeah, do not go over. Yeah.
You know, the budget they give me, you know, they're saying is such is 10 to 15% profit. You know, anything that you get, that you can make under that, that you can get the job done under that budget is just more profit coming back to my pocket pretty much, you know, so yeah, with bonuses. And so, you know, you try to cut everywhere you can. So it's basically the same thing.
Sure. Yeah. Well, and that's one of the reasons, that's part of my job, is to meet with you all and look at the budget, look at the current year budget, see what's going on, and what kind of flexibility you have for the next part of the fiscal year, which is November through June now. And, you know, is there things you can do? Can you be creative? Can you move money around? And that's things you, that's your decision. But, you know, and By budget amendment laws through the state, if it's, you know, in your budget, you can move it unless it's personnel and you got to get approved. And I'd say you're, like you said, you're trying to stick with the staff you got. So
yeah,
I mean, that's about all you can do right now. So we got one more segment left with Bobby Joe Kirby and Ryan Reed from Fentress County Highway Department. I do want to get back and talk about why you ran. You know, you gave me your history of what you did before, but what kind of motivated you or inspired you to be elected official in Fentress County and do something different? And then what are you working on now? And then what's your goal for the next basically 3.5 years that you're in office? Because that's what you're guaranteed. And we'll get into all that. And I'll make Bobby Joe talk a little bit more too. She's been quiet. Folks, this has been Rogers on Local Matters. We'll be back in just a moment after this break. Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers with Ryan Reed, Fentress County Highway Superintendent, and Bobby Joe Kirby, the Administrative Assistant for Fentress County Highway Department. So we heard about your background and kind of what you've been doing. And you're not old. You're just a couple years older than me, but it seems like you've been working forever in excavation and construction and road building. What made you, and at what point in time, I guess, Ryan, did you decide you wanted to run for Highway Superintendent in Fentress County?
In 2018, I think that was the last election year. Mm-hmm. I had decided that I wanted to run then, and of course, this is the time that Scott Norris had decided not to run, and so it was an open seat. And by the time I went to the election commission office and got my papers filled out, and was fixing to send them to Nashville. By that time, I think they'd already been 6 or 7 pick up their papers. And I just decided that wasn't the right time for me. And we'd wait and see what happened the next 4 years and see if I was still interested. So I think being a servant is what really motivated me to do this. I've always enjoyed serving people, whether it's through church, any community organization, you know, just a little more opportunities to reach people and to be honest, I just felt like it was the right time for me to step out and throw my hat in the ring.
So servant's heart, something you have, and I've seen that. And I'll be honest with you, I do keep up with what's going on through your Facebook page and through your Facebook page, and the highway department has their own Facebook page, right?
Well, it's Ryan Reed Road Superintendent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he does updates every morning.
Yeah.
And he gives updates on the radio there. So, and the community loves that.
I'm guessing, did that happen prior? Was there a lot of?
No.
Okay. So, and so I'm, the community sees that, they love it. But that when they see these updates, you're actually doing some work, and that's probably things that needed to be done. And so,
and actually, I mean, you know, where I started that from was just for pure sheer fact of safety for my guys.
Sure.
I mean, just letting the community know, you know, where we're going to be mowing at that day, where to watch for tractors at. I mean, we put mowers ahead signs up and everything else, but I mean, you know, roads in Fentress County, you know, might have 3 curves in between the sign and the mower. So
yeah,
just want to give, you know, people ideas on where they was going to be. So, and got a great response from that.
I can tell you that I've had a few encounters, close encounters with maybe my life ending, and two of those were flagging on a county road in Putnam County. We have signs up. We used to set out two. We'd set out one a mile ahead and one a half mile ahead. Or maybe it was 2 miles and a mile. I can't remember. We'd set out two and then four total going both ways. And some people didn't care. Some people thought, well, that means that's 5 miles down the road. I'm going to fly until I get to, you know, until I actually see somebody. And so I went running up a hill, throwing my flag up in the air, scared to death because a Jeep, a college student about ran me over in the Jeep, and she just laughed. So anyway, I understand that. Safety is important. So, you know, folks, you're listening, make sure you try to keep up with those road signs because it's probably your public work department or your highway superintendent and highway department working. What do you have going on right now in Fentress County?
So, at this point right now, when I took office, the mowing hadn't even began, and so that put us behind the eight ball for several months there. So we finally got the mowing caught up, and we'll not get into all the cold mix that he had made. But anyway, I finally feel like we're getting to the point where we're getting things caught up to where we can start maintaining things the way that I want to maintain things. So at this point, we're doing a lot of maintaining, a lot of maintenance, and a lot of culvert, you know, replacing culverts and things like that. And one of the biggest challenges I think that we face is actually having a crew out cutting these right of ways back, you know, to safen up for public for pulling out on side streets and things like that. So I have a chip and cutting mulching crew that stays out every day to keep the limbs and stuff cut back. So that's where we are right now. We're just kind of in a maintenance stage, getting geared up for winter, getting our plows put on and our salt beds put in the truck. So,
and folks probably need to understand there's not going to be any paving done during the winter. It's hard to pave, right? I mean, it's impossible to do paving. So it's more of a, you know, keeping the brush back, maybe digging some ditches.
Well, the asphalt plant don't open up unless it's 55 and rising, 45 and rising.
That's exactly right. So there's no paving going on, but you're going to do everything you can to be ready to pave in the spring, in the wintertime. So now I had Kelly Kiesling, Representative Kelly Kiesling, on a few weeks ago. And one of the things we talked about was a project that all of us in this room are working on, more so you two, because I'm not there every day, but with Representative Kiesling and TDEC, the Tennessee Department of Environment and Conservation, and other people of the legislature. And one of those projects is Glen Obie Road. So tell us about Glen Obie Road.
So for years, this Glen Obie Road is a slot area. My engineer uses reference a lot to like the Rockwood Mountain that they're working on right now. But it's just a slide area. It's the road was built on loose soil from a landslide years and years and years ago, and so it just don't stop. It just keeps sliding. And for years, you know, every administration there's not been anything done on Glen Obie Road except for Band-Aids put on. And to me, and like I told Representative Kiesling, you know, I said, we're out of room for Band-Aids. We don't have anywhere else to put a Band-Aid. You know, we're going to have to fix this thing. And so I met with Kelly and then Representative Wendell and met them on site and showed them what I was facing. I call it my problem child. And so they was eager to jump on this thing with me and let's see how we can get it fixed. We got the next meeting we set up, you was involved in, along with Brad Howe with TCHOA. And so everybody's eager to let's get on this thing. So last week we had a meeting with my engineer, Collier Engineering, and he was there. He's the geotechnical engineer. And we met with TDEC along with Representative Kiesling and Mayor Jimmy Johnson, and so it's really sounding good. We're going to approach Fentress County Commission this next commission meeting, which is I think the 21st, and try to get some help for paying, help me to fund this. So the exploratory stage is where I'm going to try to get some help from the commission to help me fund this, and that way that's going to get the ball rolling. We can get a big number to our representatives, to our legislature, to then present it to Governor Lee.
Yeah, and the exploratory stage is going to be, won't be that expensive compared to actual the project itself. Right. It's just a small part that you got to get to the part where you want to issue or start talking to the state about getting money in and maybe helping you fund it, because funding's the key. It's not a project probably Fentress County can pay for themselves right now, because we're talking about multi-million dollar project.
We're at seven digits right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a huge project. So I know Kelly Kiesling is adamant about trying to get that done. What other things y'all have going on that you're focusing on in Fentress County trying to fix?
So we got Jonesville Bridge was awarded to us the day I took office.
Yes.
Or the day after. And so we have a contract on it now with Mid-State here local in the Cookeville area. They're going to be coming up and building the Jonesville Bridge. It starts the
November 28th.
So we're looking forward to that. It's a bridge that's been neglected, that's down to a 5-ton rating now. So a school bus can't even cross it. So that's going to be a great upgrade.
3 years in the making trying to get this bridge.
Really?
Yes.
So 3 years y'all try to get a bridge fixed, and it's hopefully coming to fruition where you can get it.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, I mean, you're making progress. How many road miles? Do you know how many road miles Fentress County has?
729, I think, is the last.
Yes, he's correct.
That's a lot. That's a lot in the state of Tennessee. I mean, that's above average. And, you know, do you know how many gravel, I'm putting you on the spot. You know how many gravel road miles you got?
A lot more than you all do.
A lot more than Putnam County does.
I think we're actually down to 100 and just a little over 100 miles.
That's about 10 times as much as we got, actually. So you're right. Yeah, we're fortunate in Putnam County. Now, let's be honest. Putnam County, we do have ridges and hollers, and we've got some dangerous roads, but y'all've got you got a mountain. You're on a mountain, you know, and you're going down, and there's just different terrain all across Fentress County. And so to be able to maintain that different kind of landscape and terrain, it takes different approaches. So
it does, and you know, you know, that's what 729 miles of road on $175 budget is kind of what it feels like we're working with.
Yeah, and of course I'll help you with this, and we'll probably start after actually the first year, me coming up and looking at your budget now and seeing where you want to go with it. Since you're new and a new official, we're going to do a little bit of education about budgeting, because I think it's important for you to understand how it works. Bobby Joe can do that for you, really, but I'll be there to assist as well, and then we'll start formulating your budget. So Ryan, Bobby Joe, thank y'all for being here. It has been a treat of mine. I've been trying to have newly elected officials on from different parts of the Upper Cumberland. You're number three, and I've got a few more to get to, and just excited y'all here, so thank y'all for being here.
I just want to thank you, Ben, for all you do for us. We appreciate you.
I appreciate that very much.
Thank you. I mean, you're great. You know how thank I feel you. About you. I've called you numerous times over the last 12 years, and you always are there for me, so
well,
thank you.
I
you're great at your
that.
Job.
Well, I appreciate you, Bobby Joe. You're a real big part of what's been successful in Fentress County, so I appreciate that.
Appreciate
and, Ryan, you're going to be a big part of that. Folks, I hope you have a great weekend. Remember, it's a lot easier to smile than it is to frown. Thank you to Jake, my producer. He's the man. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll see you next week. So I'm probably right on time.
Yeah, you probably made it up.
Yeah, because I was right on time the first one, maybe 5 seconds late the first episode segment, and then 15 seconds early, and then I